A recent United Nations report says thousands of Islamic State fighters are still operating in the Middle East, even though the group has lost up to 90% of the territory it captured when it swept across the region 4 years ago. And a new documentary offers a fresh look at the horror those fighters brought to Iraq as ISIS waged its bloody campaign in that country. Starting in 2011, filmmaker Zardasht Ahmed recruited an Iraqi emergency room nurse named Nouri Sharif to help him make his documentary. The film opens in December 2011 with an air of optimism because American combat forces had just withdrawn from Iraq and Iraqis were in the process of taking over their own security. Here, Nouri is in an ambulance with an injured patient. Nouri was trained by the filmmaker and recorded most of the video himself, including scenes inside the hospital where he worked, the carnage of suicide bombings, and images of his family fleeing ISIS fighters who'd taken over their village. But he also captured tender moments of everyday life, his family dancing and celebrating at a wedding. The film Nowhere to Hide premieres tonight on the PBS series POV, and Zardasht Ahmed joins us now from Stockholm. Zardasht, welcome. Talk about your decision to hand this camera over to Nouri.
Yeah, sure. During the Iraq war, in 2003, when they start the war, there were a new phrase used for the journalism, the embedded journalism came in. And the embedded journalism, it was almost impossible to get the feeling how it looked like to be a civilian and the war surrounding you.
And Nouri has that access because he's living that life. And I want to hear a little bit of that access. Here he is. He's taking a patient with a very badly injured foot to Sulaymaniyah to meet with a Dutch doctor, who's this renowned war surgeon. I'm going to listen to a little bit of that clip of Dr. Hans Hussam speaking here.
If you make a shoe that is built up, then he will also take all the weight here. Then he will get stronger and maybe get more job.
That's the main problem. When you have the area with your conflict.
So this was in 2012, and this is a doctor and a patient talking about making a shoe so that he can find work, which seems mundane compared to what's about to come in this film.
It was escalating. And then now we are talking about right after the couple of months or a little bit after the American pulled out. And then you could see how the violence escalated. So Nouri was receiving, and his colleagues as well, were receiving a lot of these injuries. More it was car bombs and planted bombs. But then the suicide bomber came in. That was almost nobody heard about before.
Well, and we have some tape of that and a warning. This is going to be difficult to hear. So this is the aftermath of a suicide bombing. There are families wailing over an open body bag. You can hear the cry of Papa, Papa. And yet Nouri is calmly recording this scene. Did you expect to get access to scenes like that when you started this project?
Just picking Nouri, it was not coincidence to pick Nouri to document these events, these hard events, because he was working in an emergency hospital. One time he came back with this, it's a bimobile, by his mobile thing for a suicide bomber outside. And I realized this is, like something you cannot just tell him we have some problem, issues, violence, it's all these things that we cannot use it because that was happening to people, to civilians.
Well, what struck me is that he went from being a nurse when you first met him to, in many ways, being a journalist.
He had the guts. He has a motivation of coming out with that story. For me, that was enough. And I decided to give him whatever he needs of knowledge to deliver a communicative material that can be used in a film.
I'll tell you what, he did have guts, because things at a certain point in this film near the end get very, very scary for him. At one point, he's captive in his own hospital. The Kurdish Peshmerga fighters and the Islamic State fighters literally exchanging gunfire outside. He can't get out. The army has left. The doctors have left the hospital. He was putting himself at great risk for this.
I think in the hospital, because he don't have choice, but he choose to stay until the end, before ISIS take over the town. Because his life, when I ask him about these things, about the ethical side of the him filming, putting him in danger, he say we are every day in danger. Hmm. And the only difference here that I can bring out that message.
You've lived in Norway, I know, for more than two decades, but you're of Kurdish descent. You're from northern Iraq. Did you feel some connection to Nuri's story?
I am from that country. Of course, anything happening there, it's affecting me emotionally, affecting also my family. Also, I've been refugee for many years. I ran away, left my home with my families under the bombing. And, you know, I'm a war generation person, of course.
Yeah.
Nuri, it was not a coincidence finding a guy with that story. We find a right guy to tell a right story and giving him the whole what he need of tools.
Well, you also found a poet. At one point, he says, "The war is following me like an evil witch." A very evocative line. And you do not see any emotion in Nuri until the end, when he comes back to his hospital. It's been destroyed, absolutely destroyed. And you finally see his eyes well up with tears. How is he now? It's been a couple of years since you've wrapped this film up and put it together. Is he okay?
He's okay. He's still in the camp that we leave him in the end of the film. The kids are going to school. He has a job in the hospital's clinic. But of course, you know, the life in a IDP camp, internally displaced person camp, it's not the same as to live in your house. So that's the missing part, the agony, the sadness.
An agony that has been going on for so many years. We recently marked the 30-year anniversary of the end of the Iran-Iraq War. That started in 1980. The people who live in Iraq have been going through some sort of constant warfare for the better part of four decades, if not longer. I wonder what you think about the weariness that must have come over the people of Iraq by now.
There's nothing matter for you anymore. Your belongingness to the place, it's based on the history of your family, of your dissidents, and your work, your kids going to school, then you're connected to the place. This is your land. All these things vanished, you know. All these things, gone with the wind, gone with the ISIS wind, gone with this new reality that people were facing and don't know how to deal with it and don't know when to end, don't know what to do next, who's going to kill you next. But behind that big dark cloud, a human being has the ability of adapting to survive. They keep always little hope. They always believe in this will be over. So that keeps them going. And that was another quality of choosing that character in the film, Nuri Sharif in that case. He had that hope too. And of course, I, as an Iraqi, am always having that hope. I, as a human being, also have trust in human that one day we come to a solution and we will not accept war, not only on us, but on others.
Well, let us hope so. Zaradash Ahmed's film Nowhere to Hide premieres on the PBS series POV tonight. Zaradash, thanks for making this film, and thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.